Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. SG Extra, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Primetime on Money FM 89.3. And now it's time for Powering Your Property, where we bring you the latest in property sector news and updates.
Well, over the past year, there's been a decline in demand for traditional brick and mortar retail in favor of e-commerce, of course, and for permanent office spaces as remote working policies continue.
Now, according to Cushman & Wakefield, more than 103 million square feet of office space has already been vacated globally since the pandemic began.
And closer to home here in Singapore, vacancy rate for office spaces edged up to 11.9% at the end of Q1 2021, with vacancy rates in the downtown core expected to continue trending higher.
So as we look to the future workplace, perhaps no longer needing to be in a single location, companies are now reevaluating their property needs, with many downsizing or delaying new leases.
Could flexible workspaces be the answer to rethinking commercial real estate strategies?
Well, that is the question, Tim, and we're going to find out from Damien Sheehan, Country Head Australia at IWG. That's the International Workplace Group. He's on the line with us now. Damien, thank you so much for joining us today.
Pleasure, Rachel and Tim. Thanks for having me on.
So, Damien, let's just set the scene here. Tell us a little bit more about what you do at the International Workplace Group.
Sure. So IWG is the global leader in providing flexible workplace solutions. So, you know, our single motto and goal each day is to provide a great day of work for our customers. We have millions of people and their businesses, you know, working within our centres each and every day around the world. And our aim is just to provide a choice of professional wiring and collaborative workspaces for them to be successful. It's ultimately about them and making them a success, more so than about us. So, yeah, we opened in 1989, our first Regis-branded centre, founded by a chap called Mark Dixon, who's still our group CEO today, Rachel. And I guess we've got 3,500 centres in 120 countries, so with multiple brands supporting all of those clients. So, yeah, certainly, you know, it's been exciting growth. It's stalled a little, but we're really excited beyond the pandemic about what this means for our business.
So around for over 30 years then, and, you know, as you said, you've really been in the market before the whole hot desking and remote working trend became trendy over the last few years.
Yeah, we have, and look, it's certainly been front and center of people's minds. You know, the new world of hybrid working. But it's fair to say, you know, it was already accelerating pre the pandemic. You know, a lot of what we do sits in the cloud today. It almost seems silly to pack up your laptop each morning and head into one central headquarters and work for the day and then pack it up and head home. So, you know, I think what the pandemic has shown is it's really accelerated the view of, I guess, employers as employees have shown that they can work productively outside of a central headquarters and are ultimately looking for, you know, solutions. We're certainly not saying the office is dead, far from it. It's more so, you know, a little bit of working from an office to get around your team members, have that collaboration and inspiration. A little bit of working from home, that integration of work and life, and then ultimately working nearer home is one of the key trends we've seen come out of the, you know, as a result of the pandemic.
So, Damien, what would that mean then to commercial real estate if this is the case moving forward? Will this mean trouble for commercial real estate down the road?
It's fair to say, you know, we're still working through the world's largest workplace experiment. The world of work is fundamentally changing. And as the world and I guess businesses of all sizes continue to embrace the hybrid model, you know, commercial real estate is adapting to keep pace with these trends. You know, it's fair to say investors have long seen the office as the go-to asset class. The pandemic has also accelerated trends, you know, work from home, cost-cutting measures that have changed, you know, the nature and the profile and the needs of office spaces, especially prime office spaces in the CBD. So, you know, I heard you mention the Cushman & Wakefield stat at the outset. 103 million square feet of office space has already been vacated. So, you know, that is the case. But, you know, we're certainly seeing, and if you look at Singapore, for example, you know, unfortunately, we're not like that where you guys are in Australia. We're still in lockdown here in Sydney and Melbourne. We certainly look forward to being like Singapore and getting back to work, because we've certainly seen the demand pick up again there for flexible working.
We're speaking with Damien Sheehan, Country Head Australia at IWG. So, Damien, what's your general expectation then, you know, as we look towards a post-COVID-19 working world?
Yeah, so look, the pandemic's accelerated trends for sure that have changed, as I said, the nature and profile of office spaces, especially prime office spaces in the CBD. You know, we've certainly have been seeing an increased renewed interest and inquiries from occupiers of all sizes. I think what's been really interesting is the increasing interest from large MNCs in how they incorporate flex into their workplace or broader workplace strategy, whether that be for talent, you know, attraction or talent retention. You know, if you're a CFO or head of procurement in how you manage that risk and all those costs sitting on the balance sheet. But, you know, a couple of examples, if I can. In March, we signed our largest deal to date with NTT, so the Japanese telecommunications giant, and they've signed up to provide access to 300,000 of their employees worldwide. Nestle signed up in China to provide access to all of our centres, and I guess Standard Chartered have done the same. So for 95,000 of their staff. So essentially the office is still there. They're still utilising that, repurposing that for collaboration and inspiration, but also providing flexibility to their staff.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Damien.
No, I was just going to say, and a final point, I think, close to home in Singapore is, you know, it really aligns with the URAs, or the Urban Redevelopment Authority's decentralisation strategy. So, you know, their aim was to provide more job opportunities closer or nearer to people's homes. And we've certainly seen that as a result of the pandemic. During lockdown, we saw demand increase 30% in those decentralised locations. Mm-hmm. Like Tampines and Paya Lebar and Geelong, for example. So, yeah, and of course now that the lockdown, you know, is over, in particular in Singapore, we're seeing that demand come back in the CBD, which is really encouraging.
So are there any other areas that you may be exploring relating to the future of work and commercial real estate strategies?
Yeah, for sure there are. So I guess multiple studies have shown that businesses of all sizes, you know, are planning for a hybrid future. Our own research, and we're listed on the FTSE in the UK, and our own research of the FTSE 100 and FTSE 250, you know, has shown that three times the number of listed businesses are looking to use some sort of hybrid office model going forward. And I guess to answer that question specifically, in the first 6 months of this year, we've now signed 20 new franchise partners globally, which will see more than, you know, 110 new centres added to our international network once they are all open. So, you know, we're partnering with those franchise partners essentially, you know, to ensure that we tap into that runway of growth, in particular in decentralised locations in the suburbs and tier two cities around the world.
Okay, Damien, well, it sounds like you've got exciting times ahead. Thank you so much for sharing all of those updates with us today.
Thanks, Rachel and Timothy. Glad to be with you.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Damien Sheehan, Country Head Australia at IWG. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.